Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify, and then also on YouTube, type in Mark Parham, and Rumble, type in Mark Parham, and it should pop up. So I've been seeing this story with Trump and Truth Social, and you know, they were chomping at the bits on these liberal media stations to say, oh my God, Truth Social isn't making money like they said they were, and you know, the stock is going down, and all these bad things are happening with Truth Social. I mean, the Democrats and MSNBC, I call it MSDNC, they've been waiting to put out a bad story on Truth Social. And my whole thing about Truth Social is, you know, I commend the president for, President Trump for at least, former President Trump, I commend him for at least trying to create an alternative social media platform. And I hope that more people look at Truth Social and they get inspired and they say, you know, we need to create alternative platforms, especially if you're a person of influence and money. You know, jump into the arena and try to create something that, you know, people might like. I respect them for doing that, even though they say Truth Social is losing money and all this other stuff. You know how the liberal media is. But regardless of that, he said, you know what, I'm not being, people aren't paying attention to me on Twitter, or they, you know, at the time they had him banned. And he said, you know what, I'll create my own thing. And I like that spirit. I think more Republicans and conservatives need to have that spirit, especially Republicans that have money and influence. Because, again, people thought the answer was, well, you know what, we'll put our content on YouTube and we'll put our content on these mainstream sites and things will be good. And they're realizing that they have to, you know, create a parallel economy. I mean, a lot of conservatives are realizing that. A lot of conservatives are realizing that the parallel economy is the only way, because, again, if you rely on a lot of these liberal platforms to treat you right, they're not going to. I remember even during, with COVID. I mean, YouTube was kicking folks off just for talking about COVID, saying the word COVID. People had to censor themselves. It was a lot of just foolishness. Think about it. I mean, people are being affected and, you know, you can't even say the word COVID, or you can't talk about Dr. Fauci, or you can't talk about symptoms, and just it was insanity. And, you know, you don't want to be on a platform where you have to self-censor yourself and say the right words, or you would be demonetized and stuff like that. I mean, that's just, to me, it's crazy, and it doesn't support just what this country is about. So I applaud Trump for creating Truth Social, and I'm hoping that people see it and say, you know what, I need to create my own platform. I mean, nowadays you can use a lot of open source software and, you know, do wonders. And so I commend him for at least trying to, you know, create a social media platform. I don't know how long social media will last, but he just had the spirit of, I'll create my own. And same thing with Rumble. Rumble said, you know what, I'll sit up and create my own. Same thing with BitChute. Same thing with a lot of these conservative platforms, because they realized just posting on mainstream media, social media companies, it's you know, it's not good, because they can control what you say, how you can say it. They can kick people off, censor people. So I'm glad that the social media landscape looks much better than it did in the past. And again, like I said, I commend Trump for what he did with Truth Social, at least, you know, trying to go at things himself. And, you know, it is what it is. But people need to see these companies, like I said, Social, Rumble, BitChute, Truth Social. Heck, you can even throw Telegram in there. People, you know, especially if you're a conservative and you don't want to follow this sort of agenda that tells you what to do and how to think, people have to get in there if you have a little technical know-how and start creating their own. Just waiting for things to get better is not going to work. It's not going to work after the day. And look at how many people would have, well, I wouldn't even say how many people, but look at the folks that were kicked off of YouTube. Look at Alex Jones. Would you get kicked off for having an opinion, where they, you know, deplatformed him and all these other things? That makes sense. And to be honest, from a business perspective, a lot of those people, let's fast forward. They said things at the time that were thought to be crazy. And look what's happened now. now people are coming out and saying, oh, well, you know what? We took the COVID vaccine and we realized that, you know, you can still catch COVID again. People were getting kicked off of mainstream social media platforms for stating the obvious. That's how crazy things are. And, you know, this whole thing where you have to self-censor, it's foolish to me. Another thing I want to ask is, how would you improve Truth Social? Like, if you were running Truth Social, how would you improve that platform? Like, what would you do? What features would you add? How would you improve Truth Social? How would you, you know, get more people to join Truth Social? I mean, what would you do if you were the CEO of Truth Social? Like, how would you improve that platform? Because, again, people who are Republican and conservative who are tired of all of this, you know, Hollywood logic with everything and people telling you there's 5,000 different genders, like minds need to start sharing information. And again, that's why I'm asking this question, because, you know, maybe somebody from Truth Social will see this, or somebody who's a software engineer, or somebody who's making up their own social media platform will see this and, you know, or listen to this actually and say, you know what, let me take some of these suggestions and actually try to do something about it. So how would you improve Truth Social and make it a better platform and actually make it a platform that really starts to make money? And yeah, that's basically it. So again, please follow me online. I'm on, like I said, Spotify, just type in Mark Parham Podcast. I'm on YouTube and Rumble. All you have to do is type in Mark Parham. Please give this video a like and please follow me. Thank you.